Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third straight year.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
Congratulations, Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for joining me today. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Just spell it out just like you hear it. Here's the short one, jbsba.com, if you want to check that one out as well. And my blog address is jimsblog.biz, although if you go to the website, if you go to the homepage, you'll find the blog at the top left corner. You can find it there as well. And you can subscribe to my newsletter. You can subscribe to my blog. That'll get you 6 days of hearing from us. The newsletter's on Sunday. The blog's on Monday through Friday. We give you Saturday off. Congratulations. You're welcome. And don't forget all the other things you can do there, including checking out the body of work that Ivan Meisner has deposited with us over the last almost 7 years. He's our good friend. He's the founder and the leader of Business Network International. He's the author of so many books. I hurt myself carrying them in here, including Masters of Success, including Giver's Gain, including Masters of Networking. Those are just three of maybe like something under 20 books I think he's written. He's our good friend. Ivan, welcome back to the show.
It's always great to be on the show.
Is it under 20? Is it still under 20?
Books, yeah. It's 8 books, although I just signed an 8-book publishing deal with a publisher.
All right.
Another 8 books in the next 6 years, so you're going to see lots of books coming
out. Wow. Congratulations. The cream keeps rising to the top, folks, from Dr. Ivan Meisner. Ivan, by the way, Business Network International is, and everywhere I go, I keep running into people. Whenever I speak, one of the things I've noticed that I'm really proud of, Ivan, is that your folks are involved in the community. I go to chambers of commerce, and people come up to me who are members of those chambers who are also members of your organization. And I've met some of them, and they talk about being part of the Toastmasters as well, or whatever organization. Your people are really involved in the community, and I want you to know that I think you should be proud of that.
Well, thanks. I really appreciate that. We really try to teach our members not to be cave dwellers, to not just stay inside their cave, but go out and network. BNI is one great way to do it, but that if they want to be successful at building their business through word of mouth, you have to get out in other mediums as well. And one of the mediums that we always recommend is the chamber.
Yeah.
And of course, community service, we certainly recommend that. BNI just announced our not final number, but semi-final contribution for the Hurricane Katrina effort. We members from all over the world and BNI headquarters contributed $104,000.
Wow! Katrina. Congratulations.
A lot of the community involvement is very important if you want to be successful at building your business through word of mouth.
Let's talk about what you call scorched earth networking. Is this also the same as if you would like to fail as a networker, do these things?
Yeah, that's exactly what this is.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, I think what a lot of people think of as networking, I would consider scorched earth networking. It's, you know, all of the wrong things. It's the stereotypical bad example of what networking is all about, going out, glad-handing, shaking hands. It's sort of the, I guess if you had to put a name to it, it's sort of the Herb Tarlick of sales. You know, remember Herb Tarlick from
KRP
in Cincinnati?
WKRP in Cincinnati, right.
Yeah, what's sort of the Herb Tarlick of networking, and as Herb Tarlick was to sales, this scorched earth network model is to networking.
You know, I thought about a guy this is by the way is an article that we're working off of that Ivan wrote. He'll tell us in a minute where you can find it, but I was thinking about a guy that I used to see at a trade show. We'd find ourselves at the same trade shows, and the guy I'd be talking to somebody. Or he'd do this to other people, too. The guy would come up, and he'd kind of bend over as if he were looking around a corner. You know what I mean? He'd kind of bend over and act like, hey, it's me again, or something like that. I mean, it was weird the way he would just peep around people. Yeah. And he wasn't peeping around a corner. He would just kind of peep around. And of course, whenever he would bend over and do that, everybody would turn around and go like, what's going on? What are you doing? And then he would straighten up, and then he would shake everybody's hand and just, you know, insert himself right into the conversation.
Wow. Well.
And that was Herb Tarlick, I think.
Yeah. Well, this article that we're talking about is up at entrepreneur.com. Your listeners can go to Entrepreneur and do a search for me, or just go to BNI.com, and I have a banner ad for Entrepreneur on the right. And you can get all 50 articles I've written, including this one.
Check it out, folks, at Entrepreneur.com, MISNER, if you're doing the search on that. It's 20 till. We'll be right back with some more scorched earth networking tips, things not to do if you want to be a good networker. Right after these messages, stay with us. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Dr. Ivan Meisner, the founder and the leader of Business Network International, BNI. That's BNI.com is the website organization that I've been telling you about for a long time because I think they do great work. I've met more than just Ivan across the country, and they're good folks. And you guys are now Ivan, let's make sure we get this set up properly. When you started doing my show in 1999, how many chapters and how many countries were you in?
Oh, in 1999, I'm
it's like 1,500 chapters or something?
It was, yeah, that's about it. It was about 1,500 chapters, and it couldn't have been more than about four countries.
Including Southern California. And now what are you up to? After almost 8 years on my show, what are you up to now, Ivan?
Yeah, after this radio show, we're now up to 4,200 locations in 26 countries around the world. We speak, I think, 8 or 9 different languages now for our meetings.
Wow.
Worldwide.
Congratulations. I'm always glad to help. Whatever I can do, Ivan.
Well, listen, you have certainly done a lot for us. Jim, a lot.
Everybody knows I'm teasing, but it's really is fun, though, Ivan. You know, you are an example, a great example of our Brain Trust members that we've observed growing over the years.
You know, with you, yeah.
Well, you know, and again, I'm teasing about my part of it, but it has been fun to see the growth of organizations, people who had an idea. You know, there have been some people, Ivan, who we've met that when we first put them on the show, they literally launched an idea on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And now 5, 6, 7, 8 years later, it's a major, you know, international movement.
Mm-hmm.
And or a book that was, you know, was just a kernel of an idea that became, you know, a raging bestseller. It's really been fun to see that, and I've enjoyed watching the great success of BNI.
Well, thank you. It's been Mr. Toad's wild ride, but it's been fun.
Today is International Women's Day. And I don't want to leave the scorched earth networking subject much or for very long, if at all. But today is International Women's Day. It was started back in 1911. When you think of women and networking, is there anything that comes to mind that you'd like to say to women about being better networkers? Do they have any special advantages or challenges over men?
Well, I think they probably have one advantage that is reasonably distinct. I believe that if you want to be successful at networking, it's all about developing relationships. And so I believe women are probably, I mean, it's a little stereotypical, but they're probably a little better at developing the relationships.
There's no question about it. And I think they would admit that.
I think so, yeah.
I think they'd be proud of that.
I'm working on one of the books that I'm working on, I mentioned, is a book on gender networking, the differences between the genders and networking. And the woman who's co-authoring that with me made an interesting observation that I hadn't really ever thought of, that women are much better at building the relationships, but not great at closing the sale.
Mm-hmm.
and that men are great at closing the sale but not building the relationship.
That's exactly right. And that, not only have I heard women, other women say that, I've observed that in my long career.
So one of the things that we're going to do, and I'll tell you what, I'll make sure you get a copy of this, is we're going to do a survey of thousands of women, and because BNI is in 26 countries, we're going to make sure that it gets in several countries, asking them about some of the different, survey for men and women, asking them about how they network, and we're going to do a comparative analysis that will end up being part of this book that's going to come out in a couple
of
years.
That's great. Well, you know, women are great prospectors, but as you say, they're not always as good at closers, and it's the opposite for guys. You're exactly right. But how does that lend itself in networking? How does that manifest in networking? Are women, when you look at these scorched earth tactics, and one of them is move from networking group to networking, move around and not really stay one place very long. Another one is talk more than listen, which we're going to get into some of these. When you look at these scorched earth networking techniques that you shouldn't be doing, do you see more men doing it than women?
I got to admit, I do. Yeah, absolutely. It tends to be men doing the kinds of things that I'm talking about here that are negative, not women. For example, one of the things is to not honor the event, to network in inappropriate places.
Right.
And gosh,
like at a wedding or a funeral, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just not something that you generally see, or it's not something that I have generally seen women do.
Mm-hmm. What about talk more than listen? That's a challenge for a lot of people, isn't it?
It really is, and the reason for that is that most people think that they need to close the deal right there. That is, you know, if I'm meeting you for the first time, well, gosh, I need to make sure Jim knows everything I do,
right,
so that when he wants to buy my product, that he'll
right.
do that. And that you couldn't be further from the truth. You know, if I want someone to do business with me, one of the best ways to make that happen is to help them in some way, not to try and close the deal sitting right there. And that's certainly one of the things that men probably do too much. They're looking to close the deal rather than build the relationship.
So when you're networking, you need to step out of the sales mode and realize that what you're doing, you're not selling, you're building a relationship.
Yeah, you know, sale is not a four-letter word. Well, okay,
right.
It is a four-letter word, but, I mean, it's okay to say sale.
And, it's not an expletive, is it?
It is not an expletive, and I certainly believe in sales as part of the networking process, but it deserves a certain place. It's not the kind of thing that should be in the forefront if you're trying to build your business through word of mouth.
Right. Stand by. Quick break. Right back with Dr. Ivan Meisner, the author of Masters of Success and many other books, which you can find listed at BNI.com or wherever books are sold. The last name is Meisner, Ivan Meisner. I'm Jim Blasingame. Tintel, stay with us. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Ivan Meisner, the founder of Business Network International. Ivan, tell us what BNI is.
BNI is a business and professional networking organization. We allow one person per flavor to join one of our groups. So there's one lawyer, one CPA, one chiropractor, one travel agent. We get together every week and pass each other referrals. Last year we passed 4.4 million referrals worldwide.
Wow.
That generated $1.7 billion worth of business for our members all around the world.
That's more than the economy of what is it, Luxembourg?
Yeah, that's more than the gross domestic product than the country of Liechtenstein.
Liechtenstein, that's it.
I still think that's cool because, I mean, you know, we do as much business for our members as a small nation.
As a whole country, right.
Yeah.
Well,
and
it's a great organization. And they can find on your website, BNI, they can actually find a map that will tell them where a nearby chapter is, can't they?
Well, Well, they can find out where local directors are who can place them in an open chat.
There we go. Yeah. So that's what you want to check out, folks. And I hope you'll do that because it is a good organization. And I've met a lot of the folks out there in the marketplace, as I said earlier, and they're true believers. They are very much part of the communities that they live in. They're very involved. And I wouldn't expect any less quality people than the people I've met with BNI. Ivan, let's continue our conversation of scorched earth networking tactics. What's another example of how not to network?
Well, one of the things you touched upon that I wouldn't mind talking a little more about is the moving from networking group to networking group. These people tend to not establish roots within the community. They'll just network until they can get everything they want.
They'll be in the Civitan Club this year and the Kiwanis next year and the Lions Club the year after that or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have you ever seen in Southern California every year we have these big Santa Ana winds, and they always knock over the big eucalyptus trees.
Right.
And you look at the root system of the eucalyptus tree, and it's very doesn't go very deep.
Very shallow.
It's very shallow, and that's what kind of networking that I'm talking about here is that they have very shallow roots within the community. They move from one group to another group without establishing long-term relationships, and they honestly think that this is the right way to network. I was telling you offline that I got an email from somebody who read this article and said this is absolutely the best way to network. Move around, go from place to place. You don't have to establish roots and relationships. This is good.
Here's the way I'd like to think about it. A billboard, there's nothing wrong with a billboard, but who remembers a billboard a week later? A billboard is what you see when you drive by, right?
Right.
And it makes an impact, but basically, who remembers that a week later? When you do what you're talking about doing now, Ivan, basically you're saying, I'm a billboard, read me fast because I won't be here for very long.
Yeah, that's right. And how many people really want to do business with that kind
Nobody.
Of individual? I don't think anybody.
No, but not with a human being like that. No question about it. And I'll tell you something else, Ivan. I think it's less acceptable. I think it's less tolerated in the 21st century than it was in the last century.
Yeah, I would agree. I think that we're seeing an emergence in the whole idea of emotional intelligence and the importance of understanding how to get along and connect effectively with other people.
One of the things that's so interesting to me, Ivan, is to see the more technology. I mean, John Naisbitt had it right 25 years ago when he said, the more high tech we have, the more high touch we'll want.
No, is that Naisbitt or is it Toffler who said that?
Naisbitt said that in his book, Megatrends. Mm-hmm. And 25 years ago, and maybe he was quoting Toffler, but I didn't think so. I'm looking at the book right here, and I remember that's what he said. I'll never forget that. But
we've arrived, haven't we, Jim?
There's no question about it because people are. I see that in chambers. I see that in your organizations. I see it in other organizations. People want to be part of community, don't they?
Yeah.
And that's deep roots.
And the more technologically advanced we become, the more important it really is to make connections with people, with real people. Yeah. I think networking is a great way not only to get business, but it's an even better way to do business. It's a great way to run your life.
It's an inexpensive way to do business.
Oh, sure. It's absolutely. But,
referrals. Referrals are the best, most inexpensive business you can get.
Yeah, if you can get repetitive referrals from a referral source, it's the least expensive way to do business.
Ivan, I got to wrap it up. It's always a pleasure. Looking forward to your next visit already.
Anytime, Jim.
Congratulations on the great success of BNI.
Thank you. You too.
BNI, ladies and gentlemen, Business Network International. The founder is Ivan Meisner. He's our friend. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. And this program is for you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.